in the open floor. Hops, incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
How many hours?
I was like, I can't hear you.
How many hours would you say Nick Valvano has done of radio in his life?
A couple. Good question.
Hey, seriously, five times 52 times 8.
Carry the four.
A lot.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of hours.
I would agree with that.
Should be a lot better at this.
How many times has Nicky had a headphone issue since you've known him?
I will say this without piling on Nick. I left yesterday with him storming up and down the hallways mad that he thought somebody broke his headphones.
What?
I come in today to him frantically searching for headphones. So I'm not trying to pile on him. I'm just saying my last two interactions with Nick in the past 24 hours have been over headphones.
It seems like
harsh but fair.
He always.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what, you know what? I'm trying to figure this out on air, right? So this is not a hot take. I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, I've seen him order sets, multiple sets of headphones.
Yeah.
I don't understand that he doesn't have a pair of headphones that's important to him. Right?
Yeah, that's
fair. You have to have headphones on for hours and hours and hours. How do you not have a consistent adult pair of headphones that are just yours and do you know how much second nature your headphones should be?
Oh yeah.
After all of these hours.
No, as soon as I shut the truck door, if I don't have my earbuds around my neck, I'll shut the truck door and I'm like, something's not right.
It's just something in your DNA at some point, it should merge, right? I told you, I say this little chant, you know, to myself, you know, it's like my, watch what you say. Okay, it's like, watch what, you know, like keys, you know, like I got a little chant. Like, does he not have a chant to... You know, everybody does their little last second systems check. Make sure you got your keys, you got your phone, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I could not function.
Spectacles, testicles. Yeah. I'll tell you about it another day.
I don't understand how he can do this job and leave a house not knowing that his headphones are going to be there in my car or there on my...
Just take them with you. I don't leave them here. If you leave them here, it's not going to work.
Why doesn't he take his headphones with him?
That's too nice. I let everybody use them. I let Tanner use them. I let Anna use them. But at least when I get them back from Anna, they smell good. You know, I let Biscuit use them. Like, you know.
Why?
Because I'm too nice.
I would take them home.
Everybody you've named. No chance I would leave my headphones here. Who also make a living or a part of a living.
But they don't have headphones.
Headphones. You think Anna doesn't own a set of headphones?
I don't mind the Anna one, because again, they come back smelling good.
You think Biscuit doesn't have headphones?
Biscuit's bigger than me. He's like my older brother.
All these people have headphones.
Then it's Tanner's my protege.
It is a small investment.
We've noticed.
He's awesome. That one was mean.
My goodness. Nikki, never again around me do you mention headphones.
No, see, this is what I don't understand, though.
Okay.
Spencer leaves his headphones here all the time. He's got them in this little spot. But because there's a baggie there, that's what I need. I need a baggie. Because people, for some reason, they don't respect stuff around here. But they respect the baggie. So people constantly grab Spencer's headphones like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, because you know you're doing something wrong if somebody's headphones is inside or it has a place.
So that's it. I need to get a case or a baggie, and then when people steal my headphones, they'll know, okay, I have to respect the baggie rule, and they'll put it back in the baggie. Because that's the problem. James couldn't even find him this morning.
Why don't you just, like, put him on a belt loop or something? Put him in a fanny pack or something?
Well, first off, who walks around with headphones on their belt? Like, I look like some deranged Batman.
We have to have an option, though.
I think the baggie works, because Spencer leaves his headphones here. People use them all the time. They steal his headphones all the time, but they put them back in the bag.
What is the least respected thing in this entire studio?
The least respected thing?
Yeah, I think...
This is a good question.
Oh, probably the studio as a whole. I think when I come in here.
I agree with the microphone thing.
Just trash this place and leave.
Trash this place.
I know.
We yank the microphones a lot. I've gotten mad and pulled
8150-939 is the number. I'm sorry, people. 3831-939 is the text line. What's the most disrespected thing in your office or your work environment? Because
the break room sinks up there, too.
Elaborate on that.
There's still... Every now and again, culprits who leave something in there. Plates, cups, and they just magically think they're going to get clean, and we don't have a maid service. I have done the dishes so many times.
That's the one where you'll stand strong on that.
Yeah.
That you don't leave dishes.
Yeah. Now, Diener would argue the fridge gets the most disrespected.
Because of you.
Yes, because of me. And I am somewhat of a culprit because I put things in there, but I put things in there so they don't go bad or spoil in the trash.
I don't understand. I mean, have you ever heard Ed Reed tell that story? Sorry about that.
Oh, it's a Diener text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, I bet Diener was scoffing at you when he heard you participate in the
I knew it.
In the dishes conversation.
No. He's sending... Is this a photo of the headphones in the trash can?
No.
Okay, because I knew the second there were broken headphones around here, I was going to get blamed for them.
No.
That's one of the reasons I was in such a pissy mood yesterday.
Nick, that's his headphones. Is what he's saying is you could just do what most of us do, and at the end of the show, we pack up our headphones.
But like,
we put them in our car.
I know, but Tanner, Biscuit, and Anna, among others, are my friends.
They're adults.
But they're my friends, so I'm trying to help them
what
out.
What does that have to do with being an adult?
So am I enabling them? Is that
what would you call it?
That was a funny text.
No, listen, Ed Reed talked about it. Mm-hmm. He talked about being in the locker room before they made that.
That is a good point, Texter. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Texter said food don't spoil anymore. Like, unfortunately, that's scary.
That's a good point.
That's scary.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that McDonald's hamburger that was in that guy's pocket for like 10 years?
Yes.
There's an art exhibit where they literally have like a value meal from McDonald's, and it's been there for like 3 years,
and it
hasn't spoiled yet. It has not spoiled.
I mean...
Exelon is not very nice right now.
Listen, we're
is it
we're in this studio.
Good one.
We're in this studio. This thing is brand new, technically, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
The studio we live in is brand new. Ed Reed was like, There's a trash can right there. You guys are cutting off your tape and leaving it on the floor for volunteer firemen to pick up the tape that you cut off your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And the trash can is literally 3 feet away.
Right there.
You come. I'm like, put your chairs back.
I don't know who it is, but all I'll say is during the seasons, I come in here.
They eat food on the counter.
And it's disgusting. And I'm like, listen, I don't know if you don't appreciate working here.
Golly.
I have one of the greatest jobs on planet Earth.
Golly.
And I appreciate that we have this studio. Could the walls be painted? Yes. But I appreciate having this studio. I can come in every day and talk.
And then I want to say, Drew, don't get the walls painted unless we can have a childproof coating on it, because people decide they're going to just kick back against the wall and just bang against the wall until it's just streaks everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you can't get a childproof sealant, it's like, does this studio even deserve a paint job? By the way, if we do have potential painters, we would love.
I've already got it approved by Chad.
Okay.
So we have it approved by the upper management. Yes. I didn't go over Drew's head there. I didn't do that.
Okay. So
Drew knew about this.
Yeah, painter, all you would have to do is take down a couple of soundboards, which are really easily removable, and via trade or...
Or buy some red soundboards.
Yeah.
How sick would that be?
We could spruce it up.
We could put some stuff in here.
I see you going too far. Now you're spending company money.
Listen, we have coaches now with Coach Kelsey and Coach Brom and the assistants who are going to be coming in here all the time.
We have to improve the aesthetic.
And I want
value.
This place to look like, this is us, you know.
Golly. It was a total tangent this morning.
Speaking of Coach Kelsey, let's go, baby. Let's go. Get it done.
I need the.
What music do I need to play? Can I play the Avengers theme? Because he's like assembling the Avengers. Help me out here.
I don't know yet.
Power Rangers.
It's got to happen organically.
Kind of like Power Rangers.
It's got to happen organically.
I agree.
Terrence Edwards. Now,
Terrence Edwards Jr. What are we doing here?
Do you want to know the only thing there's? Okay. The only thing that I'm thinking about right now is.
Does this work? We didn't even get to the good part.
No, it don't work.
Just wait till the guitar. Wait, right here. Come on.
The 80s video game?
90s, baby.
Power Rangers. No.
Yeah. We tried. All right.
Boom, right there. It just, that killed it. The only thing I can think about, as much as I love Terrence Edwards, was that bat signal tweet for Terrence Edwards, or is it for the next guy? Because UofL basketball.
Stop doing that.
Retweeted.
Stop doing
the bat
that.
Signal this morning. So I need to know, was it for him? I need some clarification, like, soon, because this is going to eat me alive.
Please.
Because, dude, we tracked his plane to Toledo.
Tag Coach Kelsey and say, was that for number three or number four?
Just need that, Coach.
Okay. Steve?
Junior's got that in his face. That's funny.
Stop doing that, Steve.
Why?
Stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Golly.
Okay. Why are you angry?
Because, I mean, y'all are getting on my nerves today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We literally...
Yes.
Just got a commitment.
That was almost 24 hours ago.
From the Sun Belt Player of the Year.
So he's already on the team.
His nickname's Fats.
A 4-year, 6'7", do-it-all.
6'6".
6'6". Do-it-all.
You've already made him better than he is.
3-level scorer.
Uh-huh.
17 points a game.
Great player.
4 rebounds.
Efficient rebounder.
Nearly 3 assists.
He can do a lot. But he's mine now.
Golly. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm going to put him over here.
No, we're not. We're going to sit him on the table, and we're going to love him for at least a segment. My God.
Or hear me out. I could put him over here with Rain and James. In their happy little I'm
Stop
already here
being
corner.
So selfish. There's a million people that want to know your detailed opinion on Terrence Edwards Jr.
We'll get him back out of the playpen in a minute. Coach flew to Toledo yesterday. I love the toys I have. I also
Stop
want
Stop tracking his planes.
I want to know the shiny new toy I'm about to
Golly.
Get.
Golly.
Nobody ever loved
Stop. Tracking his planes.
Nobody ever loves the toy you got.
I know.
I want the toy I'm gonna get. It's like Christmas.
Stop spoiling people, Steve.
You don't even wrap gifts, do you?
Who, me?
Yeah. It's like, here, I'm gonna give them to you throughout the year, one by one, unwrapped.
Or a gift bag. You could be a gift bag guy.
And then when Christmas comes, we're just gonna go, what? You've already got plenty. Let's bring out all the toys I gave you all year long, and let's talk about them.
How funny is it?
Oh boy!
I think you nailed that one.
I have a gift right now on my bookcase that I still haven't opened. Actually, I got multiple gifts that I still haven't opened.
I believe that. That's why I don't wrap your gifts. Just throw Marcus's gift on the table.
You're gonna see this.
Yeah.
But.
I am kidding. All jokes aside, I am excited about Terrence Edwards, and I do want to talk to him. But I am intrigued with Dante Maddox.
I think I found it, boys.
Stop doing that.
And I just want to know what the bat. He put out the bat signal.
What?
I'm going to tweet him right now.
Settle this debate, coach.
Hey, Pat Kelsey. Keep that playing. I like it. Just give me some motivation. Hey, Pat Kelsey.
Steve is actively writing out a tweet.
You recently.
Thank you for the soundtrack.
Put out a bat signal in quotations. A bat sig now. Okay. I love it. One question, though. It has been eating me alive to know if it was for an already announced.
Are you using speak to text?
No.
Why not?
Commitment. Or a future one. Best regards. Not what I want to spell. Steve Brummage.
Can you tag me in that too?
93.
You tag me too.
0.9. The Ville.
Because I want to be ready for that.
Yeah, same.
At Marcus _ Maben. At Nick. Okay, I tweeted. Oh, we'll see.
Shoot or shoot.
There was some energy on that Diener tweet, on the Diener text.
Yeah.
I was like, are we going to talk about Diener's tweets? Or are we
going to talk about his text? The cleanliness lecture.
Yeah. I agree.
He can get as mad as he wants. I'm right. I'm 1,000% right.
Okay.
Nicky said I'm right and he's wrong.
Okay. Hey, pick your battles.
Okay. What will people love about Terrence Edwards Jr.?
Oh, my gosh. What will we not? Listen, this is the type
What's the first thing you love about him? What's the first thing?
Oh.
You
experience.
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 Okay.
First thing. Yeah. First thing, I go in.
Okay, detailed. Okay.
Okay.
When you say experience, like what in particular the experience? Just the years.
Dropping 24 in East Lansing against Michigan State.
Taking them to overtime.
Yeah, and winning. Oh, and by the way, do you know how they got there? It's a 2-point game with under 20 seconds left. Terrence Edwards hits a big three.
He's a three first shot at it in overtime too, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, when you go back and watch that game, you're like, okay, he played phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, this isn't just like, well, he was on JMU, you know, and he had six. Mm. They upset, you know. Right. It's like, no, he led the way.
He was the man, yeah.
He led the way. So when I say experience.
Experience carrying the load.
Yeah.
Experience carrying the load.
In a big-time environment. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not one that always has to see that. I think you can take a player who may have never played a big-time environment, mm-hmm. and he still can translate to a big-time environment.
Yep.
But when you do see that, that shows me, you know, so when Jesse calls, for instance, and Jesse says, and which we still need Jesse's homework.
Jesse, don't disappoint us. We're all waiting.
But when Jesse calls in and says, well, I don't know if these guys can translate, I say, well, Jesse, I can show you film of him playing against the top 25 team,
mm-hmm.
and beating them,
mm-hmm.
in a Power 5 conference, mm-hmm. arguably the best conference.
And you can look and see how his body lines up with him.
Yeah.
You know, physical, you know, his physicality. Is he getting muscled around? Like, when he's around the basket, his finishing, his Euro steps, you know, like I said, it's like.
Yes, Texter, I will. Send me your Twitter name.
This is where you start saying, hey, fan base, people who love college sports. Steve and I talked about this. This is the return you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
This is the leveling of the playing
conference
field.
Conference player of the year.
Right. What you wanted, you know, you didn't, you know, you were tired of the one and dones. You didn't get to really know. But here's the thing. You're getting the return of experienced players. Clean, experienced players all over the board.
Yeah.
You're going to get a return to coaching matters, not just going to get the most dudes.
Yes.
And trotting them out. So you're getting all the renaissance of college basketball and stuff like this, where you can take a Terrence Edwards Jr.
Absolutely.
4 years.
4 years.
And put him right on the stage, right in the Yum Center.
Yep.
Let's see what you can do.
Absolutely. When you look, I mean, here's the thing. I was chatting in the back before the show with Louie, and it was like, it's funny because when I listened to, we were saying, like, when we listened to James Strebel, God bless his heart, you know, and he's like laughing at a Terrence Edwards, and it's like, that's exactly what Kentucky needs. You know, it's like, but that's why it's hurting them.
Oh,
because you're watching it and you're going, these are the exact freaking players I need on my team.
Listen, I won't, far be it for me to say he's being disingenuous or sarcastic. But I know you know. I know that you know that I know that that's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
We all know that. We all know that anybody who watches your team and you go to a commercial break and you hear a commentator say, well, you know, this team hasn't scored in 16 real-time minutes.
Yes.
You won't hear that. You'll never hear that about your team.
Right.
With a Terrence Edwards Jr.
Because they'll get a bucket. It might be an ugly bucket. It might be something.
It'll be the most jailhouse bucket you ever seen in your life.
Yes.
It'll be the most Euro, game point bucket you ever seen. It'll be the most cheating, you know, cheating. We're going to fight at the pickup game court. It'll be the one where the guy yells out and one. And if he misses it, he'll say, that's foul.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one you have to fight over.
Absolutely.
But you won't have that real time, 16, 18, 22 minutes. You know, Louisville hadn't had a bucket. Kentucky hadn't had a bucket. No. You're going to get a point.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, and that's what you need. And I mean, when you go, you say, okay, I can show you against Wisconsin where he played well. You know, I can show you against Duke here really where he's played well. And man, just
okay, without calling him just a scorer, what's a skill set that you love?
Well, I mean,
in the individual area.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. It's not so much an individual area skill set, But he is a true, I think sometimes the word combo guard gets used like this. You say, oh, okay, that guy's a combo guard. You're like, why is he a combo guard?
Because he can,
sounds like he's a two guard that can pass.
And can't dribble.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's not a combo guard. That's a two guard that can move the ball. Like, that's cool. Terrence Edwards, and the same would be said for Dante Maddox, mm-hmm. once we get to that conversation, if we ever do, you know. If he ever is
a true conversation,
he is a, Edwards is a true combo guard. Like, you could throw the ball into him, he could carry an offense.
Mm-hmm. Initiate
and, as the point guard. Yeah.
Initiate or carry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He can play off to the side. That's why I say, and I'm hoping it happens, because in my opinion, Maddox and Edwards would be almost the picture perfect backcourt of older guys that you could possibly ask for in a year one, mm-hmm. under a coach like Coach Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would just be the perfect mix. So I'm hoping that happens. But do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as that goes, like,
I like their strength. Their strength. They look like they value the basketball.
Yeah.
They both look like they value. I'll don't drag me into the Maddox thing.
Yeah.
Edwards.
Yeah.
He looks like he values the basketball.
But you're thinking about it, aren't you?
Yes. I know. He looks like he values the basketball going to the basket. His hands aren't delicate.
Sure.
You know, when he gets through contact and stuff. So I'm like, that part is the adult part, right?
Okay.
Now, when I say skill sets, he can shoot the ball, obviously.
Yeah.
He can shoot the ball, obviously. You know what I like, I think is underrated? Poise when he gets stopped. Pump fake.
Okay, yeah.
Just that second pump fake, that third pump fake,
yeah.
That keeping the pivot foot. It's like, if you can get people off their feet, if you know how to get people off their feet. So somebody was talking, there ended up being a Luke Hancock comparison the other day, right? And was talking about it. I was like, people never understood.
It's him right there? It's Terrence Edwards.
No. Luke Hancock's ability to get you off your feet was like the weapon that set up everything else.
Absolutely.
It kept everybody down. Either you got to commit to the air all the way,
uh-huh.
or you got to commit to stand down all the way.
It gave Luke another option too.
Yes.
Just in itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the way he can pump fake around, mm-hmm. people at 6'6".
Yeah.
To make people either commit or stay on their feet.
He's got a quick, watch this too. Edwards has... not so much side to side, but he has a quick downhill first step. When he comes off the wing, if he commits to going to the basket, I watched him run past some Wisconsin guys. Like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously they're white, you know, but it was, he's probably not that fast.
I was going to say, Steve,
yeah.
Use any other example.
Yeah.
He literally had Michigan State and you just went Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was the video he did it in. Never mind. Forget that point.
It's a great spin move.
Yeah.
Great spin move.
Yeah.
Great spin move.
No, he does, man. Good free throw shooter.
Left hand, right hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's very ambidextrous around the basket.
Even though his free throws got too much arc for me. It goes in. It's great. He's a great free throw shooter. But I'm going to.
It's a little too high.
I'm going to feel like it could miss every time.
And high arcing shots, they're sweet when they go in, but boy, do they brick when they touch.
But if you watch him shoot a free throw, he's got the and he shoots it very good form, but it's like high, and it's like, is that? Oh, it went in.
You know what that is? Probably
too much time for between hand and rim.
You know what that is, Steve? And this is just totally me guessing, but I wouldn't be surprised if we listen to him talk and talk about his skill set. Have you ever seen the Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf talk about shooting?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I haven't seen it. Yeah,
but when he talks about shooting, he talks about how when you first shoot, you want to get, 20 makes or whatever. And then he started saying 20 makes, or listen, not 20 makes, 20 makes with no rim. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then he says he works up that way. Then, it, you know, 50 makes with no rim. Could you imagine how, you know, how perfect your shot, if you really carried that mentality, like they don't even count against my total number if they touch the rim.
That's ridiculous.
That's, listen, that's why he's 49 still killing people in the big three. Mm-hmm. Just nasty. Nasty shooter. But that kind of arc means somebody probably had you thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you need to get 100 in, no rim. They don't count to hit the rim. It's just like Gilbert Arenas talked about that.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, no. So now you're past the point of just trying to make it. No, it's just like, can you imagine working so hard, Steve, that you hit and you go, damn it.
Because it went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That one don't count. Yeah. Can you imagine hitting 4 3-pointers in a row and none of them count because they all touch the little rim?
No. 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 Look, don't be that guy. Don't be the guy of, you know, it's like, oh, I'd hit the rim. I got to do push-ups in the middle of the game. Like, no, you don't. Like, yeah. That used to piss me off in football.
I was gonna ask you.
Yeah, the ball goes off the DB's hands.
Yeah.
Push ups. Like, hey man, you can do that after the game. Get up. What are you doing? Yeah, you don't have to. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm such a perfectionist. Like, no, you missed the play, dude. Get up.
Is that what that is, Steve?
Yeah, I hate that.
That's people trying to act like they.
I hate that garbage.
I hold myself to it.
Yeah,
to the highest standard.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
Nikki,
yeah.
What's the version of I'm such a perfectionist in hockey? Do you know what Steve is talking about when people do the self push ups?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, if you miss the net. Like somebody who just like really loses it, like smashes their stick on like the glass.
And you mean
just,
like you do in the studio?
Yeah, yeah. But I have a reason to do it because I hate everybody I work with. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, okay. But just anybody that really like shows it up, like when they miss like an open net or shoot it over the glass or something like that. Like
that fake dive out of bounds guy.
Yeah.
For me in basketball.
Yeah. Why'd you end up in the seventh row? You're not that out of control that you could have stopped.
Listen, I have about two on my resume.
Okay.
I have about two on my resume.
Okay.
So just so everybody knows I'm not, because I don't want to see that clip show up again. Just, it was the cheerleaders. So I took a dive.
Naturally.
It happens.
I got one of those fake dive by the cheerleaders. I had to, right? Mm-hmm. And one of those, I think we're playing Carolina and I knocked it off somebody's leg, and I wanted to ham and egg and cheese it up a little bit.
So sure.
I kept running past the band.
Yeah. And like, yeah, good play.
And the guy who fakes, like, I'm just trying to get back on the court so hard and just, oh, I'm just trying to.
Oh, look, I'm back, and nobody's back on defense. Oh.
Yeah, fake.
But I will say, after watching Trey White, I at least respect the people who do just make a play and then snowbird instead of just being like, I'm just not going down there. You're just not going to go back on defense. You're just going to stand there.
I'm going to talk to the ref for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm not
going to. Me and the ref are going to just have a little conversation about this call you just didn't
He's like, look, man, see how it is. I mean, we ain't going to win anyway, so I'm just going to stay on there. You know what I'm saying? 30. It's like, yeah, man. It's awesome.
I sent you a text message yesterday. Did you address it? The text message about the calling card that fans will go to appreciate. I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but I want to revisit it real quick.
Okay.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Rolling along, 939 The Ville.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. My heart, when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My
Welcome back to the Dave Marcus Maybin. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While we're cooling out in the 93.9 studios, I should remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Absolutely.
So, Steve.
I'm listening.
Yesterday, I had to leave. By the way.
Washer.
How awesome is it?
You got a new one?
A clean.
Lots happened since you've been back.
A clean.
Been gone.
You didn't hear about my washer exploding, did you?
No, I did hear that.
Yeah, you heard that.
Steve. While hosting company. Rough.
Yeah. Steve. Okay, here's the problem, Steve. I'm not going to say a problem because it all worked out, so no anxiety to it. Steve, I had the window open. Had the front door open. The truck, you know, you get that call from a random number.
Uh-huh.
And you
just deliver.
You know it's the window, right? But, you know, it's just kind of missed call. They just went straight to, you know, or it didn't go straight to a voicemail. It's like they called and then they didn't say anything. I waved at them through the window. They drove right past me and went around the corner. And I was like,
bye.
Okay. So then they call. When I say they called, it's like I'm either going to have to just go back to school and get and brush up on my Spanish.
Yeah.
Or just I'm going to have to accept that you're going to have to learn some Spanish.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've thought about that when I'm like when I talk about moving to Orlando, which I will eventually do. And look, the better Pat Kelsey is right now, the more I'm thinking about it because I'm like, my work here is done.
Right.
Yeah. I'm ready to go just sit back in Florida and enjoy my team and fly. I'm going to be Kelly Dickey. I'm just going to fly up for games. But my point is, I come in there. I'm like, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to brush up on your Spanish for sure.
Because his English was non-existent. Both of their English was non-existent. And I say non-existent. It was bad.
Like, yeah.
Dude, how can you even have this job where we can't even communicate this simple, hey, my door, you know, I say, you just passed me, you know, it's like, I was like, you drove by me. I don't know how to explain it to you. I just saw you. I waved.
Yeah.
Delivery? I'm like, yes. Yes.
It's me.
Yeah. It was bad, Steve. Okay. Yeah. And listen, and I'm saying, hey, maybe I should get better. Yeah. So anyway, he comes back around the corner. I look at him. I kind of point and he's like, door. I'm like, yeah, right here. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I'm saying that in my brain.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, comes in. He cleans up, you know, just cleans up the area. I mean, it was 4 to 6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 boom. New washer. Ran a cycle. Agitator was definitely the way to go.
Okay.
The agitator good. Was definitely the way to go. I must have did 8 loads of laundry. Steve, I was grabbing stuff out of my closet that was already clean.
Just swash it. See how it does.
Yeah. Steve, all my blankets that are in the pantry or the guest blankets, I was just washing everything. It's just, well, I got.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I ran up my water bill, Steve. Something ridiculous. Yes.
Marcus, I have 3 shower heads in one shower. Right. Do you know how?
Yeah.
My water bill is, I pay $160 a month for water. So, like.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying that to, like, I'm a one up your story. I'm saying, like, you don't have to be ashamed.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the washing machine situation, And I did this. Like he did say this. He went, look, he pointed around my house and he's like, clean, clean. I was like,
thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly how I said it. I said, thank you. So yeah, that was good to go. Okay. So a conversation we had yesterday, Steve.
Which people took exception to you. There was a lot of text on the text line. I didn't feel like bombarding you with it, but a lot of people were like, we get excited for shot clock violations.
Okay.
They were a little upset. They were like, wait.
Okay, that's
it felt like you were taking a swipe. Like, we don't like the shot clock violation.
No, we don't do it like Virginia does.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, they literally throw up newspaper for shot clock. Hey, it's like a homecoming celebration when they do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. We go, all right, guys, you know, yeah. Way to dig in.
Yeah.
Not like Virginia. Stop it. But here's the thing. I won't accept that contradiction, but I'll give you one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I text you yesterday.
You did.
After I left, because I was in the garage and it popped in my head. The conversation, for people who weren't listening yesterday, the conversation was, what's going to be a calling card play that only our coach, our team, and our fan base get the joke? You know, so under Mac, it was the charge.
Uh-huh.
It was like, we knew that we practiced getting those charges all the time. That's yes. One of our just our little calling card that might make an opposing fan base say, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the joke? You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So, when I got in the car, I was thinking, coach, opening press conference, he said there's five things. He said, number one thing is going to be toughness, and he didn't want to give away the other four. So I said, number one is going to be your toughness, right? And you don't mind saying that. 50-50 balls.
Okay.
50-50 balls. If we see a scrum and our man comes out with the ball,
yeah,
that's a toughness
yeah.
call a good out one. Play. I was thinking a 50-50 scrum for a loose basketball, you get that extra Bronx cheer. You know, but Bronx cheer would make it sarcastic.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I knew what you mean.
Yeah, just that extra just.
There's some juice to it. Yeah,
just extra juice to see somebody come out
yeah.
a pile with us having the basketball. It's like, because here's the thing. Again, make the Chris Mack reference. When the moment he had on the sideline yeah. when he was like, what a bunch of blah, blah, blahs. You know? Yeah. You can guarantee you won't have that moment if your 50-50 ball is like, hey, coach says we don't lose 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
One thing I will not tolerate is my players out there losing a 50-50
God, ball. We're going to learn so much more, man, once he gets yep. a team
yep.
and he gets them for a month or so. Mm-hmm. And sometime in late July, early August, and he talks to Drew or something mm-hmm. on this, and he says, hey, you know, they do this, and I love how they do this, and yep. That's when I think we're really going to start to learn.
Or when Corey puts out the video and you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
When there's a video.
Yeah.
About a coach just jumping on somebody for something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry. Yeah. Just no. You know, just the highlight video where the coach runs in and just, no!
Yes.
You know, that's yeah. a 50-50 ball, we don't lose!
PP!
Yeah, PP. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't pull down your leg and pee on it. Yeah, that's the one.
Have you ever saw that clip?
Which one?
He says, you can't pee down your leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then later, like, when something happens, he's like, PP! PP!
Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's going to be the play that gets him to act like that?
Yeah.
And I catch the video on Twitter, and I'm saying, okay, that's the one. That's one of the things he just does not go for. Now, here comes the contradiction.
Okay.
And I was on my way to the back. I was passing James Black.
Hey.
And it popped,
Ames.
and this the other one popped in my head, and I realized, Marcus, this is going to be such a contradiction.
Oh,
but I'm okay with this one. Okay, In the first segment, I talked about a play I hate in basketball.
Okay.
But, hear me out.
Listen.
If it's your calling card as a team,
okay,
I'm okay with an exaggeration of this play.
Okay. I like this.
Now, if coach wants to exaggerate this play, I'll back him and I'll lead the charge to the fan base. Get on the floor. Get on the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
We've had three plays in 5 years where you felt like it was, we just had a dude that wanted this ball so much more than it. Not, I want to get the ball and get it up the court.
Yeah.
I just want, I don't care if I get a jump ball. I don't care if I get a travel. The basketball was just more important
yes.
to me than anything.
This possession right here.
This possession.
Yeah.
Me possessing that basketball. Yep. I care about this more than anybody on both teams.
Yeah.
Now. When that becomes a thing, sometimes you get exaggeration of divers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some, you know, when that thing is, when it's really stressed, now you got three or four dudes just diving on the ground. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well.
The exaggerated
The way dive, he dove after that shoe.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Makes me say he's showing his team.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you go after yep. it. That's why I think you'll see more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tolerate fake juice diving if that's a coach's thing.
Yeah.
You know, does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, because
more times than not, that's going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to win you a possession back.
It's going to win you
a game.
And there's nothing like, and look, everything always goes back to KCD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around KCD time,
yeah.
there are no divers.
Uh-uh.
Kentucky players do not dive in the last 5 to 7 games.
Yeah.
They don't dive.
Yeah.
They don't risk putting their arm in a compromising position. They don't put their legs in a compromise. They jump over piles. They jump over, they stiff arm divers.
Yeah.
Around, and you say.
Yep. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Here it comes. Yeah. But you get the point. Exaggerated diving, I will tolerate if the coach says, you know, those kind of go together.
It's like they say, they're like, when is Jesus coming back? We don't know, but there'll be signs. It's KCD, baby. I don't know when it's coming, but the signs will be there.
You'll know.
The signs will be there.
If you were a believer.
Yeah.
If you're a believer.
Yep.
A true believer in KCD.
The signs will show up.
Go ahead, play.
You'll be like, oh, yeah. That was the signs.
That was
signs. You're right.
But what you don't want to do is miss the signs and then have to say, oh, those were the signs.
Yeah.
It's too late. Then.
That's a good point. Dexter says.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too late. Now you've got to watch the scary videos that we all watched in the Christian world growing up, like Left Behind and stuff, where it's like, oh, my God.
No.
You're going to be on a plane and the pilot's going to disappear. It's like, no. Says we fell down more in the last 2 years than we dove on the floor.
Don't say 2 years. I had to watch my guys fall.
Five. Yeah, Jalen Withers has been falling for 5 years now in college basketball. So.
Oh, rolling along 93.9 The Ville.